Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org, for Monday, May the 29th, 2006. Several main checkpoints in the West Bank locked down by Israeli forces. Israeli forces invade Nablus and Balata in ongoing siege. 4 arrested by Israeli forces in Bethlehem, 4 arrested by Israeli forces in North Tulkarem raid. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Palestinian security sources reported that Israeli troops locked down Beit Ibya, Hawara, Yitzha and Zatra checkpoints downtown in the West Bank, adding that Israeli occupation forces have partially reopened most of these checkpoints. The same sources added that the closure of the checkpoints was simultaneous with a wide-scale comb of the area between Asiria al-Kibir and Burin villages, in which several residents were arrested. A large contingent of Israeli forces invaded the Nablus district in the West Bank from all directions on Monday, reported Palestinian sources. Palestinian security sources and eyewitnesses said that Israeli occupation troops advanced deep into the Rafidia neighbourhood and into Al-Saker Street. The troops shot guns and fired stun grenades towards civilian houses. The sources added that parts of Balata refugee camp were the scenes of sporadic clashes between Palestinian teenage stone throwers and Israeli occupation forces. No injuries were reported. As of this report, early Monday afternoon, the Israeli occupation forces have sealed off all military checkpoints besieging Nablus city. Israeli military sources said that 4 residents were arrested in Bethlehem in pre-dawn raids Monday morning. The arrestees were identified as Fadi Hussein Najara, 23, Khalil Radia, 33, Mohammed Raba'a, 25, Ali Ibrahim Abu Sama, 25, on the pretenses of being wanted. A correspondent to the Palestinian International Press Centre reported that during recent incursions by Israeli troops backed by military jeeps into Alaa and Altea towns north of Tulkarem, 4 residents were arrested. Saib Ashwari, 33, Mazoz Takata, 22, Majdi Jibat, 34, Ashraf Abu Khalil, 28. Witnesses mentioned that the invading Israeli soldiers wreaked havoc on the residents' houses and belongings and terrorised civilians. Israeli troops arrested the daughter of Ismail Abu Haniyeh, the Palestinian Prime Minister, on Monday afternoon. Khalod Abu Haniyeh was arrested whilst visiting her fiancé, who is a prisoner in Beer Sheva Israeli military prison. The soldiers claimed they arrested her because she claimed to be his sister. She was taken to an unknown destination, eyewitnesses said. The Prime Minister's office confirmed the arrest and said they are in negotiation with the Red Cross to arrange the release of Abu Haniyeh. The Israeli army invaded Ada refugee camp in the West Bank city of Bethlehem and clashed with stone-throwing youth on Monday afternoon. Soldiers entered the camp from several directions, surrounding the youth centre and taking positions on rooftops, eyewitnesses said. The clashes are ongoing, with the army repressing the youth using live rounds and sound bombs. Ada refugee camp is regularly invaded by the Israeli army, arresting and injuring youth and children. This is due to the camp location just metres from the wall and Israeli military post. And that's just some of the news for today in Palestine. For constant updates, check out the International Middle East Media Centre website, www.imemc.org. As always, thanks for joining us. From Occupied Bethlehem, this is Palestine Today, from Palestine, brought to you by Penny Quinton and Ghassan Benoura.